today we're going to learn Daf Chav Tes Amid Aleph of Maseches Brachos. We left off on Daf Chav Ches Amid Beis, two lines from the end of the page. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Shimon Apakuli Hister Yudches Brachos of Fnei Rabban Gamliel, Ales Seder B'Yavne. Shimon Apakuli arranged the 18 brachos of Shimon Esrei in front of Rabban Gamliel in Yavne. Amr Lehem Rabban Gamliel Lechachamim. So the Rabban Gamliel said to the Chachamim, you know, we need a 19th bracha. Klum Yesh Adam Sheyodeh L'Sakin Birchas HaTzedukim. Is there anyone here that knows how to formulate a bracha about the Tzedukim? Amad Shmuel HaKatan V'Tikna. It was Shmuel HaKatan who stepped up and was misaking the bracha. L'shana Acheres, in the following year, Shachcha, he went on to forget this bracha, V'Hishkuf Pashtayim M'Shalashos V'Lo He'elu, when he tried for 2 or 3 hours to try to remember it, and he couldn't, and it wasn't working. He wasn't able to bring, they didn't, even though he wasn't remembering it, they didn't stop him from being the Shliach Tzibur. They let him continue to be a Shliach Tzibur. So it says, M'Lo He'elu, why didn't they fire him? Why didn't they take him down from the Amud? Hamar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Ta B'chol Brachos Kulam Ein Malnuso Birchas Tzedukim Ein Malnuso Birchas Tzedukim Malnuso. If you make a mistake in some other bracha, we're not going to fire you. But in Birchas Tzedukim, then we'll take you down. Chashim Neshem Aminu, because you have to be choshesh the person is a min. So how come they didn't have the same standard for Shmuel Hakatan? So it says more Shani Shmuel Hakatan the Utikna. No, we're not going to make that assumption about Shmuel Hakatan. He's the one that was misaking the bracha to begin with. We don't have to worry that maybe he's a min. But maybe didn't used to be a min, but maybe now he's a min. Says, we have a tradition that someone who is good is not going to turn sour. Velo, is that really true? That a tzaddik will renege on his tzidkus and he'll do terrible things. That's only someone who was originally a rasha, but someone who was born a tzaddik and is not going to turn bad. Velo, vatnan. Al tabin batzmachad yom moscha shar yochran kan gadol shim shbukenu gadol shmonim shanil b'sof nasat tzduki. Didn't we learn a person should never trust himself until the day he dies, because even someone as great as Yochanan Kohen Gadol, who served as a Kohen Gadol for 80 years, and in the end of the day, he became a Tzeduki. Amar Abaye, who Yanai, who Yochanan. Abaye says, Yanai is Yochanan. Rava Amar Yanai, L'chud Yochanan, L'chud. Yanai and Yochanan are separate people. Yanai, Rasha Meikaro, Yochanan, Tzadik Meikaro. Yanai was originally a Rasha, Yochanan was originally a Tzadik. Hanichal Abaye. So according to Abaye, it's good that we understand very well Yanai and Yochanan were the same person, so he was a Rasha Meikaro. That's why he was able to turn bad. Elo the Rav Akasha, but according to Rav that Yochanan was a tzaddik meikaro, based on the rules we're saying, he never should have been able to become a tzduki. So I'm like, Rav, a tzaddik meikaro nami, dilma hadarbe. That a tzaddik meikaro, someone who was originally a tzaddik, you also have to be worried that maybe he'll turn bad. So if that's the case, we're back to the question. If we're worried that a tzaddik is going to become a rasha, why didn't they get rid of Shmuel HaKatan from davening for the Amud when he couldn't remember the Birchas Aminim? Says Gemara, Shaini Shmuel HaKatan da Aschilba. Shmuel HaKatan is different because he started the Birchas Aminim and he just made a mistake in the middle. If he really didn't want to say it because he was a min, he would not have started in the first place. The whole issue is if a guy does doesn't even start the bracha, but if he starts the bracha, then he's allowed to complete it, even if he doesn't recall it immediately. So main point number one, anybody can become a rasha, but when someone starts the Birchas Aminim, you don't have to worry that he's an apikores. Says the Gemara, Hani Shevet Shabbat to connect with me. Why is it that we have 7 brachos on Shabbos in Shmuel Esrei? Corresponding to what? Why is it the number 7? Amar b'chalafta ben Shaul connected Shiva kolos sha'amar David alamayim. It relates to the 7 kolos that David said on the mayim. In Tehillim Perachavtes, David HaMelech talks about 7 different kolos. So, because the Rashi points out that even the Gemara said David HaMelech said Shiva kolos alamayim, sounds like the 7 kolos were said Mamish on the Mayim. Rashi says no, means Kol Hashem ala Mayim, that the Shiva Kolos that are mentioned in the Mizmar are not all about Mayim, but it's in the Mizmar about Mayim. Says in Mara, Hani Teshud Rosh Hashanah Kenegad Mi, why do we have 9 brachos in Rosh Hashanah Shmoneh Esrei? Amar Rav Yitzchak, the Min Kartinin Kartignin Kenegetisha Askarosh Amachana Bitfilasa. Corresponding to this, nine times the Shem Hashem is mentioned by Chana in her tefillah. The Amar Roshan Nifkadasar Rachel Chana. And Roshan is a particularly auspicious time to mention Chana or to allude to Chana because that was the day that Chana, Sarah, and Rachel, well, all their tefillos were answered. Hani Asim Varba Dita Anisa Keneged Mi. Why do we have 24 brachos in the Shemona Shreva Tainis? Amar Bichelvo Keneged Asim Varba Rinanos Shomer Shlomo. The 24 Lashonos of Tefillah that Shlomo HaMelech offered when they brought the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So why don't we say 24 brachos every day? Emes Amrinu Shlomo B'yomadarachme. Because when did Shlomo choose to say those 24 Renanos? It was in a time that we needed specific rachamim to get the gates of the Kodesh HaKadoshim to open up. And therefore we save that for a Yomadarachme. We save the 24 brachos specifically for a day of rachmanus. So main point number two, what number of brachos in Shemoneh Esrei, what the number of brachos in Shemoneh Esrei on different days correspond to. So on Shabbos, the seven kolos of David. On Rosh Hashanah, the nine askaros in Chanas tefillah. And on Tainis, the 24 renanos of Shlomo. Says Gemara, Yeshua Omer me'ein Shmona Esrei, that a person could daven me'ein Shmona Esrei, not a full Shmona Esrei every day. My me'ein Shmona Esrei, what does me'ein Shmona Esrei mean? Rav Amar me'ein kol bracha u'bracha, a kitzer of all the 13 brachos, and with the conclusion of each bracha. Shmuel Amar, havineinu Hashem elkeinu l'das darchecha malsel v'enu liraska v'tislach lanu lios gu'ulim v'rachakno mi'machal v'enu Essentially, one brief paragraph that has like a word or two summarizing each of the normal brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. That is the Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei. Light al Abai man demasli Avinenu. Abai would curse someone who is makel to daven the tefillah of Avinenu because you're skipping all the brachas. You're just making one bracha for all of them. And he thought that that was entirely inappropriate. So main point number three, we have a machlokas whether Me'ein Shemoneh Esrei means to abridge each bracha or to just say Avinenu, which is one bracha that's an abridgment of all of them. Good. Now we're going to talk about Havinenu on Motzei Shabbos and Yom Tov. Amar Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel, Kol Hashem Kulu Mesfal Adam Havinenu, Chutz Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Tov, Mnei Shatzorach Lomar Avdala, Bechonin Adas. Every other Shmoneh Esrei the whole year, you could say Havinenu and it's fine, but not a Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Tov, because you're supposed to say Havdala in Tefillah Motzei Shabbos and Motzei Yom Tov in the Bracha of Chonin Adas, so you need to actually have a Bracha of Chonin Adas. Maskev l'Rav Bar Shmuel v'neim Rav Bracha Revi'is b'fnei Hatzma. Why don't you just say Havdalah as an independent fourth bracha before Havinenu Milotna? And after all, didn't we learn Baratachanantanu Matzoy Shabbos and Yom Tov that Rabbi Kiva Omer Omer Bracha Revi'is b'fnei Hatzma, that you could say it as a self-contained separate bracha? Rabbi Elazar Omer Baudar, Rabbi Elazar says no, you're supposed to say it in the bracha of Modim. Atu Kol Hashana Kula Mi'avdin K'Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why we don't do it as a separate bracha. The whole rest of the year, when we daven regular tefillah, do we do like Rabbi Akiva, say Atochon and Tanu as a separate bracha, that now, when it's Mosai Shabbos, Mosai Yom Tov, all of a sudden we should pass on like Rabbi Akiva? Kol Hashanah Kula, my time, love, din, Rabbi Akiva. Why is it the rest of the year we don't do like Rabbi Akiva? Timni Shrei Tikun, Tishasri Lo Tikun. It was supposed to be 18 brachas Shemoneh Esrei, not a 19th bracha of Avdallah. So Achanami, Sheva Tikun, Timni Lo Tikun. So on Shabbos and Yom Tov, they were Mesakin 7 brachas, and not 8, so you can't add in an extra bracha. Why can't you just throw in a few words into Havinenu about Avdallah? Won't that cover it? Kasha, that's taka very difficult. Why we can't just do that? Says Gemara further, Amar of Bibi Bar Abaye, Kol Hashanah Kulu Mespalel Adam Avinenu, Chutz Mimosag Shem, Mnei Shetzorach Lomar She'elu Birchas Hashanim. The whole rest of the year you can say Avinenu, and that's fine, but not during the winter time when you need to do She'elas Kashamim, you need to say V'sein Talu Matar, specifically during the Birchas Hashanim. So you need an actual Birchas Hashanim within which to say it. Maskev Lamar Zutra V'nichla Mechlal, why don't we just include it as part of Avinenu, V'dashneinu B'nos Hartzecha V'sein Talu Matar? So Gemara says, Asi Litru Dei, you're going to come to make a mistake in your tefillah. Well, yeah, if you say Avdalin Chonin Adas, you know, if you're Misakin Avdalin Havinenu as part of the abridged portion of Chonin Adas, you'll also make a mistake. So why didn't the Gemara give this answer before when the Gemara asked, why don't we include Atta Chonantanu within the Havinenu? So we said, oh, because he might, why didn't we say, because he might make a mistake. And we just left it as a kasha. So Gemara says, Amri Hasam, kibun da asya b'tchila stosa lo matrid. Since Abdullah comes toward the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, you're not going to be so distracted, you're not going to make a mistake. But hacha, kibun da asya b'emtzot stosa matrid. But when it comes to Saint Talimotar, since it's placement is typically in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, much more likely that you will make a mistake. Maskef l'Ravashi v'neim Rabbi Shomei Atfila. Why don't we say v'sein talimatar at the Shomei Atfila part of Havineinu? Damer Rabbi Tanchum and Ravasi ta'av lo hiskir gvoros kashamim b'tchias ha-mesim machzir nosov. If a person doesn't mention Mordechai Geshem in the brach of tchias ha-mesim, we make him repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei. She'ilu b'rachas ha-shanim ein machzir nosov. If he forgets v'sein talimatar in the b'rachas ha-shanim, we don't make him repeat the whole Shemoneh Esrei. Because he could say it in Shomei Atfila. And if he makes a mistake on Motzei Shabbos in Yom Tov, v'havdala b'chonin adas, and he doesn't say havdala in chonin adas, ein machzirin osa. We don't make him repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Mevnei sheyachol omra l'kos, because you will say havdala, you'll say it on a kos after tefila when you go back home or whatever. So why does Rabbi Bar Abaye not hold that you could be shol geshamim in Shomei Atfila at the end of Havinenu? And you could say Havinenu even during the winter. What would be so terrible? So it says Gemara Ta'a Shaini. Someone who makes a mistake is able to say the V'sein Talmater in Shomei Atfila. But you're not allowed to do that L'chadchila. L'chadchila we would never suggest it. And that's why it can't be instituted as part of Havi Neinu. Says the so main point number four, potential times not to say Havi Neinu include Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Tov, and Yemos HaGeshamim. Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Yom Tov, and Yemos HaGeshamim. Gufa! Amar Rav Tanchum, Amar Rav Asi. Tov lo hiskir gvuros geshamim b'tchias ha-mesim. If a person forgot to mention Mashav HaRuach in the brach of tchias ha-mesim, Mach zirin also. We make him repeat Shemoneh Esrei. She'elo b'virchas ha-shanim. If he forgot to say v'sein talamatar in virchas ha-shanim, Ain machzirin osa. We do not make him repeat Shemoneh Esrei. Mnei sheyachlom Rabbi Shomei Atfila, because he could always say it in Shomei Atfila. Va'avdala b'chonin adas, ain machzirin osa. If he forgets avdala in chonin adas, we do not make him repeat. Mnei sheyachlom Rabbi alakos, because he could always say it alakos. Ask the Gemara meisvei. Tavlo hiskri gvoros kshamim b'tchias ha-mesim, machzirin oso. If you forget mashav ha-ruach, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. She'elu b'birchas ha-shanim, machzirin oso. Over here in this brisa, we say against what we said in the previous brisa, that if you forget the Saint Talumatar, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei. V'avdal b'chor nadas, ein machzirin oso b'nei she'achalom ra'lakos. But you see that there's a difference between the two brises when it comes to the same Talumata. The first brisa said that you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. The second brisa says you do. It says Marlo Kasha, Habiyachir Habitzibur. The brisa that says you repeat Shemoneh Esrei is talking about a person davening biyachidus. But when you're davening b'tzibur, you don't repeat Shemoneh Esrei. B'tzibur, my time alone. Why is it that b'tzibur you don't repeat the Shemoneh Esrei? Mishum desham, mishlech zibur, because you'll hear it, you'll catch it during Chazaras Hashatz. Ihachi hay mipnei sheyachal omer b'shomei atfila, mipnei sheshomei mishlech zibur mibaylei. But then the reason given in the brisa should not have been that you could just say it later in Shomei atfila. The reason given should have been that you can hear it from the shliach zibur. Eli edv. It must be that both prices are talking about in your private Shemoneh Esrei. V'lo kasha, hadi itkar kodim Shomei Atfila. If you remember before you got to the bracha of Shomei Atfila, you don't have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei because you could just include it in Shomei Atfila when you get there. V'adi itkar basar Shomei Atfila. And the brisa that says that you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei is if you only remember after you already reached Shomei Atfila. So main point number five, we have a stira between two brisos, whether you repeat Shemoneh Esrei when you forget V'sein Talamatar, and the answer is, it depends if you remember before or after Shomei Atfila. If you remember before Shema Tefila, don't repeat, just catch it in Shema Tefila. If you remember after Shema Tefila, then you're going to have to repeat Shemona Esrei. So Be'ez Hashem tomorrow, we'll pick up at the two dots on the top of Chav Tes Amud Beis.